Meet Ife Dolapo Omobolade Fajimi, agriculturist, innovator, and co-founder of Grace Aeon Farms, an aquaculture brand revolutionizing catfish production with 10 innovative products designed for every consumer's convenience. With a rich academic foundation in agricultural economics and over 8 years in retail and commercial banking, Ife Dolapo's journey into aquaculture reflects her passion for innovation and impact. Recognized globally as an AWE alumna and a 2020 Eloy Award winner in agriculture, she is a shining example of women leading the way in agribusiness. Through her CSR initiatives, she's trained over 100 students in aquaculture, planting the seeds for future entrepreneurs and skilled professionals. Passionate about networking and teaching, Ife Dolapo is inspiring the next generation to see the boundless possibilities in agriculture. Grace Aeon Farms is more than a business. It's a movement for change.
Hello, I'm Ife Dolapo Fajimi, co-founder of Grace Aeon Farms. So Grace Aeon Farms, our registered name is Grace Aeon Investment Limited, but we are trading as Grace Aeon Farms. We are purely into the business of aquaculture, that's farming of fish and the supporting value chain. So Grace Aeon Farms is a household name in aquaculture. We farm fish. Our flagship product is catfish, which is the commonest or the most popular commercial fish product in Nigeria. We're currently also into tilapia production. So Grace Aeon Farms started out as a fish farming business, but currently we have grown into value addition, into support services like farm setup, farm management, trainings, consultancies, and all. And at the moment, we've been able to create value added products from our fish. So as it were, we don't only just farm fish, but we have developed products that makes it easy and convenient for you, everyone, to eat fish daily in their meals. Currently, we have 10 catfish-based products. We have about 9 here. The 2 other products are not here that are fresh, and you know, because of studio and all of that, we don't want to bring them here. So we have these dry products that are fish-based. So I'll take you through each and every one of them. Okay, so when we started processing, we started with this, which is the whole grilled catfish that everybody knows, you know, the folded catfish. After a while, we saw that a lot of people don't want it that way. Either it's too big, you know, it sucks all their soup and, you know, and all of the complaints. So we have the sliced or the chunked catfish. And thereafter, we progressed to this. So this is what we called deboned catfish. So it happened that now all these other value-added products had their stories, but I don't know if I should just speak through all of them. So there was a time we had a production issue and most of the fish were broken. And we know we didn't want to, as a business, we didn't want to sell broken fish. You know the way our people value broken products. They wanted to reduce the prices and all. So we had to think of what else can we make out of these broken products. And then we arrived at this deboned fish. So there are actually people that want their fish, but they don't want the big head. They don't want the black skin. They just want something sush that they could use and it's still fish. So we came about this deboned fish. Then afterwards, we saw that there were some other byproducts and it was more or less like we're losing money. So we came about this, what we call baby fillets. And afterwards, we also saw that we have smaller bits that, you know, people would not want to buy. They'd be like, oh, it's too small. I want something I can see. And then we had to create a market around this. And this is catfish flakes. Now, they're all pure fish products, no bones, you know, just that they have different forms and looks. Then after a while, we were looking at something people could really snack on, something premium, something both men and women, because a lot of times when you ask men to buy fish, they'll be like, no, oh, that's my wife's duty. I don't cook and all of that. So we were looking at something that could, you know, men could snack on, women could snack on, everyone could just snack on. And then we created our catfish kilishi, which is a version of the beef jerky that, you know, Nigerians are aware about, and then, but it's made with fish. So that's a catfish kilishi. This, I'm sure almost everybody that has encountered this product will be like, wow, I've never seen something like this before. When they taste it, the taste is, oh, heavenly. Then we needed to create something for children. Something that, you know, people that want their children to eat catfish. You know, for all the health benefits of catfish, you just want your children to partake of this. But then you don't want them. In fact, a lot of children, one of my daughters, you know, she doesn't like to eat catfish. If you give her catfish, she will look for who to dash, or she throw it under the chair, or she takes it back to the kitchen. But with things like this, like this catfish powder, like the baby fillet and the flakes, you hide it. So I tell mothers, we have a way for you to hide your fish in your children's meal. So there's no way they can take it out. And then this powder is one of it. It could serve as a spice. It could, you know, you could be creative with it. We make pancakes, your akara, your momoi, and whatever, your soups with it. And it's beautiful. It's 100% fish flesh in a powder form. Why Grazion Farms? Well, I would say I'm an associate founder of Grazion Farms, and I'll say this. Okay, so though I studied agri economics, and I'm married to also an agriculturist. My husband studied fisheries management, so he was doing his fisheries thing, and I was doing my banking that I wanted to do. But it was just farming. Fast forward, after I left banking, I thought of, okay, there are a lot of other things we could do apart from just farming, and we could add value and make this beautiful, make it a family business. And that was when I got into Grazion Farms. So he went from Grazion Farms to Grazion Investment Limited, that has the two of us as the co-founders. And then we started looking at, okay, how can we make this product? Because we see that a lot of people don't want to touch catfish. From the fact that they don't like the way it looks, they don't like this, they don't like that, all the flimsy excuses. So we look at, okay, how can we make it more attractive? How can we make it acceptable by a wider percentage of Nigerians, both home and abroad? And that's how we started, you know, growing the business from where it was up till now. As a farming business in Lagos, you know that the major, and for the kind of business it is, a fish farming business that requires water, that requires space, we've had to battle with location. We've had to move at different points from one location to the other. The initial location it wasn't really a very urban space. But after a while, people started moving into that space. And you know that once you start having neighbors, then there will always be a problem. Either you are discharging too much water, or this one or that one. And another challenge is at some particular time when we moved to a space again, we're having issues with flooding because, you know, we had to, at that new space, we had to make do with earthen ponds. You know, there are different ways you can farm your fish. So we made do with earthen ponds. And of course, when the heavy raining season, we usually have issues with losing our fish because, you see, you won't be on the farm 24/7. If it rains in the middle of the night and then there's flood, you just get to the farm and you see that all your fish, they've traveled. And of course, because you see, fish will always go with the flow of water. So you may not really be able to tell where the fish has gone to. And then that means you've lost capital, you've lost all your funds, effort, and all. You have to start again. So there have been several starting all over again. But then, thank God we are where we are. And then another challenge has always been, marketing. Some days you just be like, so where do I go? Who else have I not spoken with? Who else needs to know? Who else needs to, you know? But then we don't give up as business owners. We keep, you know, trying out new things. We keep trying to see who else can I talk to? Who needs my products? Where is my market? And then you get the work done every day. Success stories, a lot actually. I'm not sure there are too many brands in Nigeria currently that has as much products as we've been able to create from fish. And sincerely, aside these products, we also have two other products. One is the frozen catfish, and the other is what we call catfish on ice. So the frozen catfish is like we're trying to mimic the imported fish, because statistics has it that Nigeria depends on importation of fish up to like 70%. That means all the fish we produce in Nigeria put together, is just 30% of the fish volume we consume. And that's alarming. If Nigeria is tagged the number one fish producing nation in West Africa, and we are importing 70%, that leaves, I mean, is a whole lot of gap. So we're trying to see why people will insist on eating imported frozen fish and leave our own fresh fish. So, okay, now let's freeze the catfish and let's see if you still want to eat it or you still want to eat your imported fish. And of course, it's been a good success story because a lot of people have embraced the, frozen catfish, and then fish on ice. So during COVID, we had a lot of fish products available because then we were selling every 2 weeks and we had the market women and processors come to buy from us. But COVID, they couldn't come and we had like backlog of like 3 sets of products that were ready. So we had to quickly come up with how do we mop this glut, and then we started the fish on ice. So fish on ice is get your freshly processed catfish at your doorstep, just fresh fish, the guts removed, cleaned, and then you can just cook it straight. And it's also a beautiful one. So for us, I would say our success story is mainly the number of products we've been able to churn out from catfish.
All right, I'm seated with Ife Dolapo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Ife Dolapo, the CEO and the founder of Gracion Farms. Did I get that correct?
You actually did.
You pronounce it.
Gracion.
Gracion, yes. Gracion Farms.
Yes.
And what they do is they farm catfish and they also process the fish before they sell it. So they don't just farm the fish and sell like that. They process the fish before and package actually also before they sell the fish. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here though.
So elated to be here too.
Okay. So tell us again, just briefly, I know you've spoken about your business, but just for the sake of this particular segment, tell us about your farm.
Okay, so Gracion Farms is an aquaculture business and we're socially responsible.
Okay.
We are into the value chain of catfish,
okay,
tilapia and other fish types.
Okay, so not just catfish,
yes,
tilapia as
we
well.
We do tilapia. We have pangasius coming on board.
Okay.
We have roe coming on board, okay, and a lot of other fish types that are culturable.
Interesting. Are you located in, are you trading from Lagos?
Yes, we are Lagos based.
Okay. I know Lagos State has been trying to invest in aquaculture. So you getting any support from them?
Oh, yes, we are. So the government is trying to support aquaculture through the associations. Okay. Now, the government doesn't want to support individuals any longer, you know, because of the setbacks they've had in the past. So through the Catfish Farmers Association of Nigeria, yes, we've been getting support.
You getting that support?
Yes, okay, a whole lot.
Okay, fantastic. I'm happy to hear that because sometimes also, when government did well, we don't come back and acknowledge what they've done. So it's a good thing that you are able to independently talk about what they've done and how they've supported your business. Fantastic. I'm happy about that. Now let's talk about money, talking about cash flow in your business. So how are you doing currently? Are you profitable?
Oh, yes. We've been around for a while. So these are 14th year.
Wow.
So if at the 14th year we are still not profitable, then there is a major problem.
Okay, so you're profitable.
Yes,
so
we are.
Meaning that for every piece of, every package of fish you sell, I mean, you're able to make profit. So
yes.
How big is the profit? So you have the gross margin and your net margin. So in terms of proportion, how big is your net margin?
That's a big question now, looking at the challenge, the current situation. But the truth of the matter is, for us, because we are not just farmers, we are also professionals.
Okay.
So from what we're taught in school,
yes,
we know that food is a basic necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And local food is even more basic.
That's true.
And it should be affordable.
That's true.
So as it were, we may not be able to do the general economic gross profit margin, which
Why?
Is like... Okay, so because if you're going to do that, then it's making the food not so affordable anymore.
Okay.
What I mean is, okay, economics will tell you minimum of 35% gross margin and all that and all that.
So, but what is your gross margin?
Okay, so our gross margin depends, it's product dependent.
Okay.
So
average.
Average. Yeah. Let's say.
Or give us a range.
Well, range, I'll say from 20 to 40.
Okay, your gross margin. What about your net margin?
Okay, net is like 15 currently.
Okay. Net after tax or before tax?
Before tax, definitely. Before tax.
I mean, not too bad. In terms of volume, so what type of volume are you doing?
Monthly?
Yeah, let's say monthly.
So monthly, if you put it all, like the more or less now, like the group, that's the farming and the processing and all.
Yeah.
We'll be doing like, say, 6M monthly.
Okay.
That's revenue.
That's not bad. Okay.
Right?
Gross, right? Okay, all right. That's not bad. All right, so let's now talk about how you manage the cash flow.
Okay.
So what are some of the major problems that you're facing in managing your cash flow? Do you have enough working capital to be able to afford your inventory or your raw materials? Or are you taking up any facility to finance that before you pay back? What is happening? Just tell us.
Okay, so as a business, definitely we have running facilities.
Okay.
But then, cash flow wise,
you have your working capital.
Yes, we have running facilities. Some we used for assets and some other ones for working capital.
Okay.
But you see, as a business, I'm not sure we really have cash flow issues. Mm. So I'll say maybe when we started out, it wasn't. What could happen is you run on a small scale because of your cash flow, yes. Available cash. Now you could, as a farmer, you could. Your scale, you could really scale to whatever you're able to afford, as
okay.
it were.
Okay.
Bottom line is, you are sure what you have will take you through what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, we don't really have
such
cash flow issues. But of course, if it, capital, yes, now we'll always need because we can always scale.
Okay. So you mean that with more working capital, you can increase
your production? Sure, we can increase our production volume capacity all, because we are currently not even optimizing our current capacity.
Interesting.
But then with the volume of production we are running, we are okay with cash flow.
Okay. Do you sell direct to consumer or you directed to other businesses to sell?
So we run B2B and we do B2C as well.
Okay. Which one is more profitable? Obviously B2B.
Definitely it will be B2C.
Okay.
Because you see, B2B, it has to be, you have to factor the reduced, the discounted margin. So they too can sell, even though they are selling a little higher, but then they can also be profitable.
Okay. What is your cost of production?
Cost of production for which? So now, as a business,
yes,
you'll be looking at the farming.
Okay.
Farming aspect. So to raise a kg of fresh catfish at the moment,
yes,
you'll be needing, depending on what you are doing, okay, but for us, we could do less than 2,000.
Okay.
We could do a kg of fresh
catfish. And that a kg, if you don't process, how much does it
Process currently a fresh, depending on location, but and also the buyer, let's say between 2,500 and 3,000 currently. So, if you are selling at that farm gate price.
At farm gate price.
As at today.
What is farm gate price?
So farm gate price is the price the farmer sells to whoever.
So the farmer can sell up to 3,000 naira.
Yes.
But of course it costs about 2,000 naira to raise the kg.
Yes.
So that a kg can be sold for 3,000 naira.
Yes.
So there's a margin of up to about 33%.
So now another thing is, you know, practices vary from farmers to farmers.
That's correct.
So if a farmer is using, say, commercial feeds.
Yes.
What I mean by commercial feeds is already packaged feeds. Like, I don't want to mention brands, but there are some packaged, there are brands like ready-made brands of meals.
Okay.
You won't compare that cost with mine that I'm not using packaged feed all through my production. So
making your own feed.
You know, I have a way I vary my production to manage my costs.
So that kind of like reducing the cost of producing 1 kg.
Sure. So some farmers could be spending as much as 2,500 to raise their fish.
Okay.
Depending on, then if you're running like a recirculatory system where your water has to flow 24/7 and there cannot be power outage on your farm, your cost of power would definitely be high.
Okay.
Higher than what I run.
Maybe solar kind of.
Well.
You need capital.
You need the kind of solar capacity that would, you know, power the whole farm.
Okay.
You know, then for some other persons, they may be. So it depends on your management. So
you're saying that you've been able to optimize your process in such a way that you reduce your cost.
Yes. So have That's why we could have
such a margin.
That margin.
Okay. So yes. Some other people actually having
definitely lower margin. A lot of people are having lower margin, and that's why you see prices going up, you know, daily. Okay. Because as the cost of the feed, like in a month, you could have like two increases, mm-hmm. like feed prices could go up like twice in a month. Yeah. So the farmer is left to no other choice than to also increase their farm gate prices.
That's correct. I want to ask you something. How many staff capacity?
Okay, so we have 9.
9? Do you have any family members working with you in the farm or the business?
Working with me, no. But then, co-founders, yes. Because it's a family business. Myself and my husband, we are the co-founders. So aside us, there's no other family member.
Are you taking salaries individually?
Sure, yes.
Not together?
No. Are we not individuals?
I just wanted to make sure that...
Everybody earned their salaries.
Okay, that's good. That's correct. What else? Your taxes? How are you doing with your taxes?
Okay, so as an individual, we remit to the states.
What about
and
business?
Then as a business, yes, to the federal tax. So we have a consultant that helps us.
Okay.
You know, because we're a farming business.
That's true.
There are some exceptions for us, but we have a tax consultant that is helping us.
That's fantastic. You're doing good. So are you saying now that with the current state of your business, a cash injection can increase not just your production capacity, but can also increase your margin, your profit margin?
Yes. Well, I'll say yes, because you see, when you have a lot of cash to play around mm-hmm. with, you may be able to stock up on some inputs.
Exactly.
Which you could access at lower rates than if you're managing.
Exactly.
And so I would say yes.
Exactly. So your investment ready?
Yes, well, I'll say yes, but then it depends on the investor. The investor may probably think otherwise, but I think I am.
Okay, all right. Okay, fantastic. I think that's about what I have to talk to you about, except you have any other question for me, then I'll be happy to answer.
Okay, so let me just say this. Okay. Do you think it could be a challenge for an investor if they hear that, you know, aside of books, if they hear that the business is a family business, do you think it will be a challenge for any investor?
I don't think it will be a challenge, especially if you... I mean, I asked you a question whether you and your husband are taking salary individual, and you say yes, which is a good thing, because I think where people also get it wrong is not to recognize the fact that these are two individuals, not one person, even though they are a couple, but these are two individuals spending their time and, of course, their productive time and also their productive energy and their skills also. So they need to be treated as employees of the business. So I don't think it will be a problem if an investor hears that this is a family business.
Okay.
A family business is relative, because you and your husband started, it doesn't make it a family business.
Sure.
It's just that the principal partners are you and your husband.
Okay. So if you were an investor, would you be willing to invest in Grazian Farms?
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. You've been running for 14 years. If a business has survived for 14 years, it is no small feat.
Okay.
It means that you've learned the process, you know the market, we can call you a domain expert.
Oh.
In a sense, so
okay,
thank you so
much. I think
that
will be all. You're welcome.
All right.